Summer's hotter weather is finally here, but don't let hair loss also make you sweat. Regrow hair with the help of Hims. They provide access to personalized treatments so you can see thicker, fuller hair in just 3 to 6 months. Yeah, 3 to 6 months. That's it, kids. Hims offers convenient access to a range of prescription hair loss treatments with ingredients that work, including chews, oral medications, serums, and sprays, doctor-trusted, clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil can stop hair loss and regrow your hair in as little as 3 to 6 months. Get started from the comfort of your own home. Fill out an intake form, and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to you for free. The process is 100% online, which means getting started has never been more convenient. No insurance is needed, and one low price covers everything from treatments to ongoing care. Plus, treatment options start at $35 per month. Hims has helped hundreds of thousands of men get their confidence back with visibly thicker and fuller hair. Start your free online visit today at Hims.com/drinking bros. That is Hims.com/drinking bros for personalized hair loss treatment options. Hims.com/drinking bros. Individual results may vary based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scotts NatureScapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Drinking Bros. Put down the water and grab a fucking drink.
Timothy Edwin!
Timothy Edwin!
I bet he's doing fucking backflips right now.
He's a firefighter. He's hot.
Oh, God. Toddlers in Sierra Taylor's in the house.
He recently hurt his hip during sex.
What?
Yeah.
How do you hurt your hip during sex?
I don't know. He didn't give me the deets.
I don't push hard enough, I assume.
He didn't give me all the deets. But, yeah. I mean, he's my new friend.
To hurt your hip during sex, you have to go dark.
Oh, yeah. I think we'll have to ask him the deets next time we're in something.
Wait.
Maybe we can get a tour of his fire department.
What did he get hurt doing exactly? Like, what was the injury?
I don't know. I didn't get the story.
What's that move?
I didn't get the story, but supposedly his hip got hurt.
Jesus.
Yeah, how old is he? How fucking old is this guy?
He's 27. He's limber.
He's got bad hips.
He doesn't sound that
I've not
limber.
Heard a hip.
He's
27.
I've cramped up a few
nice
times.
Nice brown hair, really good eyes.
I've cramped up a few times. I've never gotten a hip injury.
I've gotten a good workout out of it. I've actually admired myself like in the mirror afterward, but not like, I've got an injury.
I've got to sit this out.
Well, maybe he heard it firefighting. Maybe he started the hurt firefighting earlier that day and then agitated it.
I've gotten myself so worked up, I got nauseous, like overexerted myself throughout a workout.
You know, my hearing goes out.
You guys
have a hearing loss program. It's like 11 in Stranger Things. You guys start bleeding
but
out your nose.
That's when you know you've gone the 11, right? Like the 1 out of 10, you've gone 11.
Yeah, you've gone 11. It's just the hysterical just blows blindness. Off.
Whoa! I've never seen that before.
It's just absolute hysterical blindness.
I love taking that 11.
Oh boy! Welcome to the Drinking Bros, kids. We're happy to have you. We're down a man tonight, but he is not forgotten. Mr. Matt Best is he's gone. He's shooting something important, isn't he? In Utah,
he's doing big things, man. He's just doing big things.
The guy's everywhere. He's everywhere.
Just big things.
One of our good buddies had a grand opening, Ready Gunner.
Richard Ryan, and, right?
Ready Gunner is a Ranger-owned gun shop in Utah.
Neil.
Yeah, it's Neil. But what's it? In Provo. There you go.
Provo, Utah.
Okay.
And he just had, he's opening, he opened his second shop, and he's doing very successful. He's a good buddy of ours. I actually was on the side of a mountain of him in Afghanistan. He's dropping fucking mortars on motherfuckers. So, good dude.
Mortars.
And so that's where Matt's out there supporting that.
Love
mortars. Nice. Yeah, no, I saw a picture with him and Richard Ryan on Instagram. So, I guess.
Ryan.
I guess Big Dick Ryan made it out there, too. Yeah, old Diamond Dallas Ryan.
Dino Yacht Club, that man. Richard Dino Yacht Club Ryan.
Oh, Toddlers and Tierra Taylor. Then we got Big Poppy on the show. With Big Poppy retiring, I see all these Red Sox David Ortiz messages to you.
Dude, it's so funny. These people don't even know who I am, but I guess they type Big Poppy thinking his Instagram is Big Poppy, and mine pops, and they right away tag me in it.
Yep.
Because it says Big Poppy official.
Gaining fans, son. Gaining fans.
So I'm tagging all these Big Poppy fucking and David Ortiz fans, and they realize, I don't think they realize it's me.
Oh, that's so
look
good.
At this one.
Big Poppy.
Welcome
just
to the
start
show.
Robbing him. Robbing him of his celebrity.
My Instagram has grown like crazy.
I'm sure it has. Big Poppy's retiring. I was at Yankee Stadium last week. I saw him play his last game at Yankee Stadium. I did.
That's epic. Shut the fuck
up. he didn't play well. I think he was 0 for 10 in that series. But yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well,
yeah, the game I was at, he struck out in the bottom of the ninth. It was the last hurrah for Big Poppy at Yankee Stadium. But he's in the playoffs. He'll be fine. I'm sure he'll be fine. And for those who are listening at home, you know how this whole slit pig works. We got some sponsors up in this motherfucker. All right. This first spot, I'm excited about. When you lock your doors at night, what goes through your head? It takes only 3 kicks to get through a door with a locked deadbolt. Are you really that safe? Is your family that safe? Haven Mech is a new door lock that is 10 times stronger than a deadbolt. Haven Mech will take over 50 kicks without failing.
10 times stronger than a deadbolt.
The thing. They sent me one. I put it on my door. It's fucking amazing. I want to see anybody at home that can buy this Haven Mech lock for their door and try to kick it in 50 times and try to get the fucking door down.
We better watch out. Like, some of our listeners are the creators of the dragon tool.
Yeah, some of our listeners are monsters.
But if they can, we'll put it on the Drinking Bros Instagram. Go to Haven Mech. It's 10 times stronger than a deadbolt. It's a newly designed door lock that changes how the door is secured. Traditional deadlocks are only as strong as the weakest part of your door. Haven Mech uses the floor to secure your door instead of the thin and weak door frame. During the attempted break-in, Haven Mech redirects the force away from your door into the floor. Boom. This is veteran-owned. They're based in Nashville, Tennessee. They actually got fucking started off a Kickstarter where they raised over $100,000.
Wow.
Kickstarter.
Yeah, dude. Kickstarter. So go to havenlock.com. That's Haven. LOCK havenlock.com. Type in the promo code Drinking Bros, and you get 10% off of every fucking lock, dude.
Yes,
that's dope.
Yeah, so I'm excited about that. Anybody out there who goes to havenlock.com and buys a lock, puts it on their door, and tries to kicks it in under 50 times, we will post it on our Instagram, on our Drinking Bros podcast Instagram.
I think Haven Lock should also say, if you go to their website and put in the promo code Hillary Clinton, that way when she comes to take all your guns, you know it's going to take them 50 kicks to get through that door.
You got time to set up a you got time to set up a support by fire.
That needs to be the ad.
Yeah.
When Hillary takes your guns, give yourself time to set up a machine gun position.
Yeah. And hey, if she gets elected, go to TartarusOrdinance.com and stack up. We're about a month away from the big election, kids. Go to TartarusOrdinance.com for all your home defense ammunition needs. You can now get a subscription up on that motherfucker. Kenny Gunter and the boys run a tight ship up in there. For all your pew-pew needs, go to TartarusOrdnance.com. They're also selling fucking firearms.
Fucking
they're also
firearms,
licensed.
Baby.
Their slogan is, I wish a motherfucker would. So look, if somebody gets through that Haven lock, or you hear him kicking on the door fucking 50 times, don't hesitate to use that Tartarus. Cause let's be honest. If you're kicking more than 10, chances are your intentions are bad. You know
yeah,
what I'm saying?
Yeah. Fuck yeah.
You're looking for bad shit that night. So go to TartarusOrdnance.com, type in the promo code Drinking Bros, get 10% off of everything in the entire store, including their guns, which is amazing. Next is a fan fave for us. It keeps us going. You know we're calling in the Strike Force. Yeah.
I needed some tonight, man. Today I used some actually right now, Ross.
StrikeForceEnergy.com.
Is there some
I
here
bet.
In the house?
There's got to be there? Some here in the house. There's got to be. I just used some on my way over here. It's been a long-ass fucking day.
Dude,
I've been
drinking it today as well, my man. Fucking Strike Force Energy. It's the tastiest little energy drink in a tin pouch. It goes in waters. Any type of liquid. You can put it in fucking Kool-Aid if you want. You can put it in liquors, coffee, however you want. You can snort it. Even better, they're selling, like, I don't know if you saw this online. They're selling one of those like giant squirters. It's a tank with
giant squirters. I just watched that film.
You know what I'm saying? It's like you pump giant. It. It's a pump machine. It's like 750 milliliters of.
It looks like one of the pumps from fucking Starbucks. It gives you like the vanilla flavor. That's what it looks like. One of those.
That's
pumps.
Exactly what it is. So you can just pump that in water. You can get it at bars now. Go to StrikeForceEnergy.com, type in the promo code Drinking Bros. You get 20% off everything there, and they ship everywhere in the entire world, including Antarctica, including New Zealand. They'll also be at Freedom Fest with us in a couple weeks.
Freedom Fest, which if you are in the Colorado area, I mean like the whole state, if you live in Colorado and you didn't buy tickets to Freedom Fest, which is October 14th at the Coors Expo Center in Boulder, Colorado, you're wrong.
You're going to miss out on some crazy good times.
You're going to miss out on some crazy
shit. It's
going to
be a very
shit.
Intimate engagement between us and everyone who wants to just hang out with us. It's going to be, and that's what people don't get. It's going to be us and them bullshitting.
At a rock concert.
At a rock concert.
With everybody in one spot. Like, right. This is the only time you get everybody.
It's fully
because
focused. Yeah.
Ross will be there. Jesse will be
all
there.
All of us.
Mindy will be there. Nick will be there. Jack will be there. Matt, you, me. Brad, Zach, Cody.
This is the conglomerate.
It's the only time we will.
The
ever...
umbrella of everyone.
Evan,
will be there together.
Everybody.
Yes, everyone.
Yeah.
So if you
and
have
it's Matt Best's 30th birthday. We should also say that we're celebrating that.
Yeah. So
we have
to
our
sing.
100th episode podcast that week. We got a lot going on.
We'll be performing
Fest.
Live on stage.
We'll be performing
for the first time ever
on stage. We haven't practiced.
We're also giving out our next sponsor, Warfighter Tobacco. Warfighter Tobacco cigars. We're gonna have plenty of those.
One of the major sponsors there. We have a cigar specifically made for this event, which I'm excited to see.
Those guys do it right.
Dude, you haven't seen it. I've seen it, and it's awesome. So I'd rather you guys be surprised when you see it. It's awesome.
Were you surprised? I was surprised.
I'm surprised. I love surprised? It.
Those guys do it right. Look, hey, go, and by the way, support them, dude. They've got the best cigars on the fucking planet. Go to warfightertobacco.com. They're 100% combat veteran-owned. Pick up a cigar and put down the fucking hookah. You're not a
they
fucking
they always
pussy.
Show up, too. They always show up to everything.
Dude, yeah. Those guys are the fucking best. Go to warfightertobacco.com. They really are great cigars. They're made with Cuban seeds in the Dominican Republic. Type in the promo code Drinking Bros on warfightertobacco.com. You get 10% off of every order. And they're just fucking awesome cigars, man. They're awesome dudes.
That's amazing.
So we're stoked. And they'll be there at Freedom Fest. Next, we got to At Night She Cries While He Rides His Steed. Who's going to do the horse? Who's doing the horse now that Matt's on?
We're bad at horses, dude.
Jared, you're sounds
Listen,
like
I'm
a horse getting fucked.
I'm still upset that Timothy hurt his hip.
It sounds like your horse is getting fucked by Rocco's horse.
Oh,
is what it sounds
shit,
like.
Dude. That is the worst fucking noise ever, dude.
Yeah, that is. Yeah. He will not be doing that at Freedom Fest.
I will on the microphone.
Oh, boy, bring a babysitter.
That's enough.
Bring a babysitter for Jared. Jesus.
Oh, I have one more sponsor, Ross.
Who do you got? Who do you got? Wait. Hang on. At Night She Cries While He Rides the Steed is available on Amazon, Audible.com, Barnes & Noble. It's available everywhere except for Walmart, but it is available on Walmart.com. After all we've bitched about it, Walmart.com does have it for sale.
They finally picked it
they
up.
They fucking caved. I guess they were tired of hearing about it from people.
Did they really?
That's what I heard.
Oh my God, that's so funny. They're like, fuck, this thing is selling everywhere.
All right, we
need to get it.
We need to sell it, but we just don't want to put it on our shelves in front of children and Christians.
So fucking funny.
Who do you got for a sponsor?
Oh, finally, tonight's show is brought to you by my Instagram, JT Article 15.
What, you fucking You're dick? Fucking this guy, this motherfucker. This mother dude, he pushes his shit so hard, and I'm like Mr. Fucking like, I don't feel like pushing my shit too hard. That's fine. Let's push shit. That's fine. JT, what's yours? Go ahead.
JT Article 15. JT Article
JT
15.
JT at Article 15.
I'm really having what about a lot of fun.
Rocco, go ahead. What's yours?
So mine's real easy. It's Big Poppy_official. Big Poppy_official. And while we're at it, I got a Snapchat. It's Vinny, VINNY_MAC275, Vinny Mac.
We don't streamline anything.
It's going to be apostrophe S, capital Chav and Chiba.
I'm going to go ahead and say mine then. At ST James, ST James on Twitter and Instagram. That is at ST James, ST James on Twitter and Instagram, Jared.
Let's give Matt best. Matt doesn't need it, but he fucking will get it, of course.
Yeah. Matt's over a million on
Matt
Facebook.
Matt_best_official.
Matt_official on Instagram.
Matt, that's spelled with one T. It's MAT_best_official. Check us out on Instagram if you guys want to get more intimate with us. You can find us on there. We post random shit, nothing company associated half the time.
It's really cool. Other videos too.
There's
a lot of video content that doesn't make it to the internet.
It's just us
being us.
Ross, did you love my mask video the other night?
Oh my God.
So we're going to hop into your videos here. I took one peek, by the way, at Walmart.com. This is hilarious. At Night She Cries While He Rides His Steed is not only on Walmart.com, but it's sold out.
Holy shit, that's
it
fucking
says
outstanding,
it's out of
bro.
Stock.
As soon as they got it, they sold it out.
Dude. And they bitched about it for years. For an entire fucking year. Fuck them. But it's awesome that they at least are doing something with it. I want to dive into since we're talking about Instagrams, I posted a video on mine that you had sent me at 12:30 in the morning Friday night, Jared. And I was shocked when you sent this to me. I was like, wait, is this real? So a couple shows ago, we talked about who we wanted, you know, if we had to do a biopic, who we wanted to do, and who would we want to play, Jared. Said he wanted to be Mark Hoppus from Blink 182.
Oh my God. Yes,
less than a week after the show aired, Mark Hoppus sent us a video saying, no, I don't think Jared could play me.
Oh my God. So funny.
You know what, Russ, though? That just gave me an idea today for a video that me and Rocco will make tomorrow.
Yeah.
So I'm going to do like a hardcore black and white narrative where I'm about to get to a cool 185 to prove to Mark Hoppus I can do it.
Oh man. It'd be awesome.
You're going to be coaching me.
But you should put that Mark Hoppus video at the top of like why you're doing this.
I will. And it will be in my head. And I'm also going to be like when Rocco's screaming at me to do a few more sit-ups, I'm going to be all, Leonardo DiCaprio's never heard apple shampoo.
Ah, shit.
It's gonna be like I'm gonna narrate over the first half of it. Like, just 4 days ago, Mark said that he didn't want me to play him in a biopic.
And
but
now
that
he's
is going motivating.
Down to one, he's going it, down to 185.
It must be because I was too fat.
Oh boy!
And then boom, just, montage into pull-ups, into Rocco yelling at me to do one more, one more.
I didn't hear no bell like Mickey from fucking Rocky.
You're gonna go into full fucking training. That'd be great.
Well, the thing is like. I can get it in front of him. Like, so he saw my Naked Dudes sketch that I did the other day.
God. Right.
And my buddy said both him and Travis were laughing their asses off. And he was like, have him email that to Blink's marketing guys, because we'll put it up somewhere.
I was shocked when you sent me that video Friday night. I was like, holy shit. Because the show is getting huge, by the way. I mean, the Drinking Bros podcast is getting massive. I was in New York. I've got a crazy fucking story. So I was in New York all last week, working on Matt's book, and I got invited to this it's like a power lunch. I guess you'd call it a power lunch. Not to sound too gay about it, but
power lunch.
I know. I really don't know what else to call it. But it was
hashtag set life. Hashtag rise and grind.
I know.
Hashtag rise and grind. 2017.
Hashtag the grind father.
So fucking
the grind father. Hashtag big things 2017.
The grind father. I haven't heard that yet.
The grind father, dude.
Hashtag contract signed.
Yeah. So anyways, there was a big meeting against for like the some of the media elites there. I was asked to go because of a friend of the publisher for the last book, and I went to this meeting, and Trump obviously dominated the conversation about how they're essentially the media is getting together for the next 30 days. And they were calling it like the purge at this lunch, where they're going after him with everything they got. It started last night with SNL. They leaked his taxes on NewYorkTimes.com late last night.
Jesus.
Yeah, from 1995, and for the guy who stole it, you can go to jail for it. And he said, "I'm aware of it. I know it. I'm going to leak this anyways because he cannot be the president of our country." And he worked for the New York Times. He ran the story, and now he's going to face prosecution. How many years that's going to be, I don't fucking know.
Oh, if he gets elected.
Oh, my God. And so it turned
Patriot
out.
Patriot Act, bitch.
Exactly. So I read it. I read the taxes. He had filed, he'd taken a massive loss on something. What was unclear was what he had taken a loss on, and they said that, you know, he was able to use this loss for years and not being able to pay taxes. Whatever. You start enough businesses, that type of shit's going to happen. The next was SNL started last night, Saturday Night Live. They always bring new cast members in every year, usually a couple. Well, this year, they brought in Alec Baldwin. They've never brought on a celebrity before to join the cast. He is only there specifically to play Donald Trump.
I thought Alec's an OG SNL guy, though. Like, what, didn't he start on SNL?
No. He was a host. He's hosted many, many times.
I thought he was part of the old Bill Brasky skits.
So, you know, I found out about this, I want to say, last week. I just came back from New York on Friday. Found out about this, and I was like, I'm a diehard, you know, SNL guy. I'm still shocked I'm not on the fucking show. But I asked why Alec Baldwin and why they're doing this. They said they're all, again, everybody's going after Trump, and they said that by Alec portraying him, they're hoping it has the same effect on the election as when Tina Fey played Sarah Palin.
Oh my God. And I was like, funny.
I know. And it kind of,
I don't know if I can attribute like Sarah Palin's fall to Tina Fey, though.
I don't know. If you go back over history, after she did that one interview and then Tina Fey played her, it went viral and it got everywhere, and it just made her seem like a caricature instead of herself. My thinking on the Trump thing is different with Alec Baldwin, where it's like, all right, but Trump's already famous. Like, you're not kind of, how are you going to drag this and troll this? And then I watched it last night. The first 9 minutes of the opening of SNL were dedicated to the debate and him playing Trump. And then he played Trump again in another skit. And I was like, holy shit. Everything that I had, you know, heard at this fucking lunch last week is turning out to be true. So anyways, during the middle of the lunch, someone looked at me, I'm not going to say who it was, and they were like, dude, I heard your podcast is huge, and especially amongst the military. Would you be comfortable going out there and talking about Hillary Clinton? I laughed in everyone's faces, and I was like, you're fucking kidding, right?
Yeah, that's fucking funny, dude.
Oh God, did they?
Yeah,
that
and I was like, wait, what? I'm like, are you fucking serious? They were like, no, we heard your show's getting really huge. They were like, you know, as far as military goes, like that's like the biggest show, you know, in the space and all this shit. And I was like, oh my God. I was like, is this real? Like, did I get asked here? Are you trying to fleece me into fucking switching something? Like, what the fuck? Like, it was kind of jarring. Like, I was really surprised. So Drinking Bros podcast is getting big, boys and girls.
I told you, I was talking to Andy, and he was saying the same thing. Andy Frisilla, he's the one of the owners of First Form, and he was the one telling me, he's like, what you guys have done is huge. You know what I mean? He's been doing the podcast thing for 5 years, and what we're doing in, what, 7 months? Is that where we're at?
Yeah. And we're sitting right around 500,000 listeners, and, like, here's the other thing is, like, people at lunch knew it. They were like, dude, you know, they were like, do you realize how powerful your voices are for 500,000 listeners? I was like, truthfully, we don't really think about that shit.
We just don't talk
shit every night.
I just enjoy hanging out when buddies getting drunk and talking bullshit.
Yeah. And it's hard for people to believe. So, you know, I'm sitting at a lunch. Mind you, all these people are drinking at noon, too, by the way. And I'm sitting at his lunch, and I'm
typical,
like, man.
New York.
Yeah, exactly. But I will say this. Everybody powered through their days like nothing went on. It was very Mad Men-ish. Where you were like, oh, all right, cool. No one was out of control. They just fucking drank at lunch every day.
Still, not the life I ever want to live.
Yeah. Well,
where if we get drunk at noon, we could just, we don't have to power through a day.
Like, you know what? We're done working. We're done working. Let's figure. We'll make a song later about being drunk in the afternoon.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I was genuinely shocked at, like, how they you know. They were like 500,000 listeners is a lot of people. And it's like, when it kept getting brought up like that, I was like, oh, fuck. Like, yeah, I guess so. You know, hopefully we'll have more and all that shit. But
no,
it was kind of wild to think about.
I hope we continue to use our giant, powerful, big voice for talking about turning dogs into humans and fucking them.
I know. Human dog. Human dog. and also Harambe, by the way,
that pisses people off, like, in those stupid power lunch meetings that are like, you guys are just so childish, you could be making a difference, instead you're talking about fucking each other's dogs.
Oh god, I just got rid of my dogs because I couldn't look at them the same anymore.
Yeah, and then the Harambe thing too. By the way, when I saw the guy, I don't know if you saw this today. A guy stormed the field at the Chicago Bears game dressed in a Harambe costume. He ran about a good 40 yards in a full Harambe costume before he was gang tackled at midfield.
That's so awesome.
During the middle of the game. I don't want to say we're responsible for that as well, but we kind of are.
What happens to those guys that jump into the fields that do things like that? Do they get arrested?
They do. They get arrested. They go to jail. It's usually a night and then a fine. I heard it's getting steeper now because of security. But you know, back in the day, there was a streaker at fucking every game you went to. Somebody would jump out of the stands naked, and it was
funny.
Awesome.
You know,
thing.
We were going to pay Chuck Brandon to do it at the Army Navy game.
Yeah,
we were.
I know.
Carrying an Art 15 flag.
He wanted
$3,000 plus.
Why didn't
bail.
You give that to him? Why didn't you pay that to him?
We were going to.
Oh, I just feel he might have fucked it up.
Yeah.
You know, like, he's a good dude, but let's
put that out there now. Let's get a drink. Let's have somebody at this year's Army Navy game.
All right,
we're in college football season.
The purse is $3,000.
Really?
Plus, we will provide
have you on
bail.
The show. We'll have you on the show.
There you
go. Yeah.
Yeah,
so $3,000.
Right. No, so you get $3K, and we'll hand that to you in cash the day you come on the show. But you have to have Art 15 and Drinking Bros painted on your body and be carrying an Art 15 flag.
Yes. Or a Drinking Bros shirt. We would like, you can go pantsless with a Drinking Bros shirt. We'll go with that. Yeah.
You don't have to go full nude.
Yeah. So that way you don't have to embarrass yourself.
I don't want
to
see the balls.
Let's go
a thong.
Yeah.
Drinking Bros shirt, Art 15 flag, $3,000 purse, Army Navy game.
Yes.
Oh my God. What are we going to do when five dudes jump on the fucking field?
Dude.
And there's another one. The same fucking flag.
Honestly.
We've got to take out a loan to pay off all the fucking people.
That would just
be. Oh my God. An army of dudes fucking storming the field. 11 fucking dudes suited up like another football team on the fucking field.
Oh my God. If we could get 11 people to charge at once. That would be
holy
the most organized streaking event ever.
Of all
if you
time.
Think about it. I think if anybody could do it, we could do it.
It's like those flash mobs.
I mean,
yeah, so, hey,
if you're
so,
going to bring
so
a if, whole crew, it's going down to $1,000 a piece.
Holy shit.
If you're out there listening, okay, here's what we'll do. Just go to drinkingbrospodcast.com. Get the t-shirts. When you streak in the thong and all that shit, we will have you out on the show, or if they're there, we'll fly to them and then we'll have them on the show. And then we'll give you each a grand. If you do it in a group, if you do it by yourself,
if you have your squad,
yeah,
it's 1,000 a piece up to 20 people.
And we want a video of it. So,
oh my
so
God.
have your buddy, whoever came with you to the game, videotaping, you know, you doing it and then sending the video. That'll be fucking legendary.
Oh, my God. Dude, this is so fucking funny.
By the way, like I said, I'm going to put out another challenge because I want to mess with my friends. If you are at a Nitro Circus event and you see Streak Bike Tommy and you send me a video of you smacking his ass, I will send you a code for free stuff in our stores.
Holy shit.
Yes.
So so all the videos I get of you smacking Street Bike Tommy's ass, no matter where you see him, it could be at a Nitro Circuits event, it could be when he's at home in Maryland. Don't do it in front of his kids. That's creepy. but I want videos of you smacking Street Bike Tommy on the ass.
Let's go back one time. We're talking about the Army-Navy game.
Yeah.
That's our demographics. I don't think we really think almost probably half of them know who the fuck we are and listen to the show.
And that's why it would be. That's why.
11, oh, 20
so
dudes.
Good. So that, hey, that game is dudes? Look, that game is in 8 weeks. So,
oh my God,
it's enough time up to 20.
It's enough
people
time
if you have
to
a
get
squad.
Ready. Yeah.
Could you imagine if we organized the largest fucking interrupting event?
I'm like, another asshole on the field with a Drinking Bros shirt. What the hell? Who are these fucking guys? Like,
the Drinking Bros
podcast
shirt.
We would get a call
shirt.
From the Commandant of West Point. Like,
you guys, hey. You guys are dicks. Stop doing that.
Stop telling our guys to do shit because you know they will.
That'd be so good, dude. Now I'm going to watch that game from start to finish now this year.
I am too, bro.
You know what we should troll next, too, is after somebody does this for the Army-Navy game, the next thing is All-American Week. Ooh. We put out some challenges for All-American Week.
It's so funny,
oh,
dude.
Oh, my God.
Man, I love it. I love it. I'm amped to see this because I think this will actually
some
go down.
Some bounties. You know, if you get me the 82nd Airborne Division Sergeant Major's beret.
Oh, shit. Don't do that.
Whoa!
Now you're fucking with careers.
Yeah, now you're ruining lives, Jared. You were ruining lives.
Could
at this
you imagine
point.
Our treasure trove after a year of challenges, though?
Oh my God!
Guidon, like we started offering bounties for certain guidons and certain. Like, you know, the chief of the Navy's
you're going to have a live rattlesnake show up at your house.
Let's use our power for good, not evil.
I just want a beautiful glass case that every leader in the military wishes they could break into our facility to get into.
That's so fucking awesome.
Because they want their shit back. Dude, soldiers love to steal shit. Especially guidons. The guidon game is fun.
Oh man, that we used to fight for that shit, dude. Oh, God.
I know.
Yeah, yeah. I wish that game was earlier now. Like I really do.
I know. I'm so excited about what the hell's gonna happen with this. Jesus.
and hey, another top story today. Besides the Harambe, Lindsay Lohan lost a finger today. So
wait, no.
R.I.P.
I didn't hear.
R.I.P. Lindsay Lohan's finger.
Which finger did she lose?
A ring finger. She lost.
Why?
In a boating accident.
I think that was a sign.
You're kidding.
I know. In a fucking boating accident.
How? How do you lose only one fucking finger?
An anchor. Like they were. She was trying to help her friends partying on a fucking boat, and I'm assuming they were partying on a boat. And she was pulling up. Helping pull up the chain and it ripped her down and part of the anchor cut off half her finger. They got her. They got her back on the boat and then her friends dove into the water and found her finger. So they
couldn't recover it.
They surgically attached it back on and they're waiting to see what's going to happen. But,
man, could you imagine she gets her whole arm amputated?
Oh my God, bro. Dude, that is
old
so
one arm Lindsay.
Funny, dude.
Poor Lindsay.
Yeah, that's you know you lose a finger in a boating accident.
That makes a Lindsay Lohan hand job go down in like cool points.
Yeah.
Or does it go up?
Can you get it up with half a finger missing?
Is it more points if you got a Lindsay Lohan hand job before the finger's missing or after?
Oh boy, I'd say after, because then you'd have to look at the finger, whatever that's gonna be.
Dude.
What if it feels good? What if she can shove the nub in your urethra?
I think she can get a lot more rolls without the finger.
Yeah. Look, you never know. Like, she starts getting like weird shit chopped off, and then
she's like a military female that got her hand blown off in fucking in Iraq or some shit.
Yeah. it totally revives her career, and it's like, wait, what? She's now starring in a military movie.
Dude, that'd be awesome.
We should put her in Rescue 16 and have the rest of her fingers get blown off.
We should ask her if we could do that, because that's really funny.
That is funny.
We could put her on a fucking boat and she could lose the whole goddamn hand. Like, I remember when Tara Reid got her arm bit off by that shark in Sharknado. We can.
I thought you could talk about her shitty Lindsay boob job. I thought you could
talk about her
shitty boob job.
Yeah, that's unfortunate. Look, plastic surgery. That's unfortunate.
Bad surgery, dude. Like, you got to feel bad for that. When women go and get their lips done, and it gets all fucked
up. It's tough, man. Once that wagon goes downhill, it's hard to put the pieces back together. You know,
jeez,
I know.
And that's why that's what we talked about one of the earlier shows. Like, that's why you don't get a dick implant, because half that shit doesn't work anymore. Like, you don't even know if it's going to work. No guarantee.
No.
We talked about that, didn't we? Or is that one of the trips we were in Utah? We talked about it. How, like, there has not been a proven, like, a successful one yet.
One. One finally went down. There was a dick transplant. A guy got a dick, and so far it's worked.
A dick transplant.
We were live on air.
That's right.
That was a breaking story that night. That guy's dick is currently working somewhere in England right now.
Damn, that's crazy.
Isn't it?
A dick implant. Imagine you got a black, big gorilla dick implant.
What?
Did I say that right?
An elephant trunk. If you got a baby elephant trunk attached, like, that would be fine.
It doesn't work. The blood doesn't flow to it because I don't have the right heart blood pressure for this.
No. But look, pretty soon they'll have like robotic dicks, like where, you know, you can simulate feeling and all that shit. Dude, Jared, there's a show that started airing tonight called Westworld on HBO about robots and like the Wild West that are. It's like an orgy with robot show.
What?
Yeah. Anthony Hopkins is in it. And like, it's a bunch of huge people. I know. Evan Rachel Wood, some other people. I know. Everybody's been talking about it. I was like, shit, man. I saw the trailer. It's real fucking tripped out. That just started tonight. HBO spent $100 million on it. So I'm amped to see.
What the fuck?
I know.
A shit ton of money, dude.
I know, man. It's.
I bet it's going to be amazing, though, bro.
Dude, the trailer looked amazing. It was just so fucking
There's no
weird.
Way they're spending money on a show unless they know it's going to do well. Because
I will say this. That vinyl show, though, that Scorsese did about the fucking, you know, the music manager, that bombed. And they spent $12 million on that pilot. And it only went
Holy
one season.
Fuck.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
That's shitty.
Going. Jared, what would you do if you could? Let's say you had that type of money at HBO. What type of show would you do? What are you into?
The show? You want me to give you a show?
Yeah. Like, what about what kind of TV show? What's your favorite?
I would do the elected concept that I have, where all of us play. I would be the president. Rocco would be the Secretary of State. Matt would be the Secretary of Defense. You would be the Secretary of the Interior. And then Jesse would play the press secretary who's angry with us every day.
So that would work. Like, you could like stack that with Veep. That'd be a
my
good
first episode. My first episode is the press secretary comes into the Oval Office and she's pissed because the American public just found out that we lost an aircraft carrier to Putin in a poker match.
Oh, jeez.
And everyone's like, we're really giving Russia an aircraft carrier? We're like, yeah, we lost it. I mean, sorry, guys.
Fair is fair, man. Hey, dude, I don't.
Is it weird that I kind of want to play Putin? Like, I kind of think Putin's a boss. Like, in a weird way.
Cool.
I wish we had a Putin here.
I know, dude. Putin's dope, man.
I think Trump and Putin would be boys. I think they'd be really good friends.
There's that fucking video of like he's on stage and some chick comes up flashing, like running up topless, and he's doing double thumbs up before the bitch gets tackled.
Yep.
He's like, yeah. That's the realest dude there
is,
bro. That's
I know.
Funny.
I kind of dig
wife
his whole
gives
shit.
Him a dirty look and he goes, you'll be in the yard by the end of the day. You should support me.
So funny.
In liking boobs.
But don't you think him and Trump would be boys? Like, I think they would be like besties.
No, because they're both
talk shit to everyone else.
Yeah.
It's like, look at those.
That's the thing. That was the thing that Evan and I fucking went down a road one night being drunk and stupid.
Gay.
It's like is like
chugging gay
you before you guys fucked. Before you guys fucked each other.
It was like, why did we spend the last 40 years fighting with Russia when they aren't that different from us? Meanwhile, we have, you know, people in the Middle East that have like religious radical ideologies that hate, that just want us dead to be dead, but we're busy fucking with the other superpower that just likes
to hang out and get drunk.
They're on the same boat right now. They're like hot chicks. They like to drink. Yeah, and they just want to fucking be. Like, they just want to be powerful.
We like to party.
We like to fucking go to war.
You guys
we like fucking
nukes.
Hot chicks.
We made some.
We like drinks. Yeah. Let's get fucking weird.
You guys went to space. We went to space. Like, why are we fighting with each other?
Yeah,
like
I'm
if this was any other world, we would be friends.
Yeah.
Like, hey, no, don't invite China over. They haven't been to space.
We would go wreck shit together.
Yeah.
Yeah, why? What was the fucking major sticking point?
I don't know, man. I mean, I think Stalin was an asshole, but
yeah.
After that,
but look, we've all had assholes, obviously.
After that, yeah. After that, it's kind of like, but then again, you know, I saw this in that. The House of Cards, where that it was that one episode. I want to say late season two or season three. Where he gets drunk with the president of Russia in the stairwell and they start arguing and they start fighting. And that makes you wonder, like, what presidents can hold their liquor well and what we're kind of fucking retards and what type of world, like, relationships have been ruined because our president couldn't fucking be a good drinker.
Yeah. Hey, by the way, so I read an article about that. They said for the U.S., FDR was number one. He was their top drinker.
Really?
Yeah. I was like, he used to have something called the Children's Cocktail Hour every night at the house. FDR was the top drinker, they said. Whether that's true or not, who fucking knows? But it sounds cool.
It's fucking awesome.
Yeah. When I read it, I was like, that makes sense. That makes sense. I bet you Clinton could throw back a few.
Which Clinton?
Bill. Hillary's not in there yet. But I bet you Bill could throw back a few. Oh, shit. You know George W. fucking partied.
That guy,
he parties.
He's
a whiskey guy. But
you
wonder, you know, what is his personality like when he's fucking bombed? Is it desirable? Or is
I think
it
he's a coke have, guy. I think he's
friends.
A coke guy. He does a bunch of whiskey, and then he does coke to bring it down
really?
So he can keep drinking. That's a guess. I don't know. That's a guess.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I've just heard weird things.
I mean, we know a lot of good people that we like
and
sober.
Then when they drink, you
and
hate them.
It's like, no, dude, we're not doing that anymore.
You're like, let's get trashed. Like,
nah.
No. We can go play golf.
Yeah.
But that's about
yeah.
Can't do it.
Yeah, I wonder, let's see, presidential wise, because, like, you know, guys like George Washington and probably fucking Lincoln could pound, but it was like quiet. You know, it was like private moments. It wasn't like they were outraging. It was probably like, hey, we're going to have a one-on-one talk and we're going to pound together, but I'm not going to take this out to the streets. Like, this is not going to be in public. Where George W., I bet you he had some barbecues at his place in Texas. And shit got wild and was like, hey, I need a couple lines to calm this down so I can keep drinking. who's holding? Like, who's holding, you know?
Yeah, I'm sure, dude. When you got that kind of power, it's what you do, right?
Yeah, right? Obama seems like a weed guy to me. Not because he's black, but...
That'd be so funny, man. You think he does something like that? You think he does weed or something like that?
Oh, my God. I mean, what?
I do.
We're ignorant to think anybody... I mean, I know people.
Yeah.
I don't know single motherfucker that doesn't have a fucking crazy secret or a vice.
They don't have a vice, yeah.
Yeah.
We all have a vice.
Yeah.
I jerk off a lot. You know, other people do other things.
I spy on him when he does it. What?
Yeah.
What?
No, I don't. Kinda.
I mentor young women 18 to 22.
I just have a short spot for the women.
Yeah.
A short spot for the young women's.
Yeah, you know, look, everybody, it's you know,
some of them,
fathers without borders.
Tight
bikinis.
Fathers without boundaries, I think is what we called it. Fathers without boundaries.
Fathers without boundaries.
Is that American Beauty?
Oh, God.
Oh, my God.
So fucking fun.
So, hey, so I'll pose this last question before we wind it down tonight. What's, if you had a party with one president, who would it be? Over all of... Dead or alive,
oh,
who
got
would
have
it.
Been? Reminds me of John F. Kennedy, dude.
Oh, shit. I like that
For
one.
Sure. For sure. Come on, dude.
I'm going to go with Eisenhower because he fucking authorized two nuclear strikes, and that's dope.
How did that feel? It was fucking easy. Hey, I just said drop the bomb, bitch.
Hey, what's up? Japs? Huh? Japs?
Yeah, let's go eat sushi. Why? Because I just fucking own him. Wow, you're a dick. I like you. Let's drink.
How's it feel to be the fucking biggest JTAC in the world with the most kills in history?
Oh god. I think John F. Kennedy would be dope. I imagine the fucking
he'd be fun because he was from the Northeast, so he has the accent.
Give a fuck.
He had the accent.
Yeah, so but he also
he got rowdy.
Dude, his side piece was Marilyn Monroe. Yeah. He was doing good things.
Yeah, that's
I can imagine what
JFK
else was there.
JFK's a real good one.
Yeah, if you really think about that, right. Like Bill Clinton went after fucking a chunky secretary.
Yeah, no.
Meanwhile, like if it was John F. Kennedy and Bill Clinton's time, he'd be fingering Britney Spears.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's
well,
why
look,
John F. Kennedy's
the
guy.
I will give Bill Clinton Gina Bravo. Gershon. He was, the rumor had it he was killing Gina Gershon.
No way.
Yeah. I'm just saying. It was going on for like 2 years or something.
That Colin Powell thing about Dick and Bimbos, that shit was funny.
So how about you, Ross? Best. What's your pick?
Man, JFK's a really good one. Like, me personally, I think it would be Lincoln. I would just like to hear his thoughts on shit now and then just say, hey, guess what? Everything you wanted, and then just break it down for him and watch his mind explode. You know, like
that motherfucker to me, mind explode. You're a dick, but
that was actually for the first time in my life. No pun intended.
that's so funny. But
now I can't believe I've just fucking said that.
Yeah,
I'm embarrassed.
I'm kinda like,
fucking,
wow,
my face
is
red like a schoolgirl over here. No, dude. I just wanna like if I think if you sat him down, you're like, all right, hey man, I'm Ross Patterson from fucking 2016. I'm going to tell you tell me all your hopes and dreams for America, like right before he was killed. So I want to hear all of his hopes and dreams. And then I'm going to say, all right, here's what did and didn't happen. And just show him like some clips on my iPhone and just watch him melt down.
Dude,
that would be a crazy fucking thing to me.
So if I wasn't going to pick John Kennedy, it would have been Lincoln for the same reason. I think Lincoln is probably one of those guys that you just kind of want to hang out with and just kind of hear what the fuck he's about.
Well, yeah,
Yeah, you've heard so many dope ass things. You've heard he's a dope dude. It's like, well, I want to see this for myself. You know what I mean? And just fucking hang out with the motherfucker, dude.
Yeah.
How about this one? If you could go back in time in any point in your own life with your buddies.
Oh, shit.
When would you go and who would you bring?
Wait. Boy. A minute. Explain that. Wait,
so like
I'm
you're
confused.
Gonna intersect yourself.
My own life. Oh,
you're
gonna
intersect
it.
Yourself.
I know it.
So like I was thinking about this the other last night. Like there was this. I got beat up when I was 17 by a bunch of Mexicans and
fucking Mexicans.
It was at a car club meet and everything. Like I just thought how cool it would be to have me, you, Matt, and Ross there.
I smash
like,
these fucking.
Like
dudes.
We just show up. Like we scare the fuck out of him.
Hey, little JT,
you need some help? Yeah, then I walk over to him. And I'm like, you little fucking bitch.
You're gonna fucking be a big deal someday. Shake this off and keep going.
Yeah. Lay off the cheeseburgers around 2008 to 2010.
Oh, that's a dude. I would definitely. God, I think Chico State would be the time. I went to Chico. I lived in Chico for about 3 months in the summer, and that's why I played some baseball for a summer team out there called the Chico Sticks. My buddies were playing with Chico State at the time, so it's just why I went up there. I would redo that whole thing because there's a lot that if you look back at your life and there's these fucking forks in the road, that was one of those moments, dude. And so I think I could have turned my life around for the baseball career to be better. And I ended up just continuing being a fucking dick.
Yeah. So but that led you into the Army.
Right. It led me to the Army. Led me to everything. Yeah.
I'm not going to tell him anything. Because I don't want him to change his path.
Yeah. Fuck. I would change everything.
I'm with you, Rocco. I'd go back to college again, I think. Yeah. I'd go back and just start all over. Knowing what I know.
An evening.
Yeah, yeah. Knowing what I know now. And then really, really light it up.
Dude, if I know what I know now and I went to junior high, half that fucking school.
No, you're meeting yourself.
I know, and I tell myself, like, listen, quit being a pussy and go ask that girl out or whatever. You know what I'm saying? If I wasn't such a pussy, you imagine all the fucking ass you could have had your whole life by knowing what you know now, right? Like,
oh, yeah.
The mentality's different. But Right, like
you just were fucking mean. Yeah, I would be like,
I'm not worried about girls my age. I'm looking for teachers. Hey. I'm banging. I want to be the first dude known for banging teachers.
Hey, what's up? That skirt's kind of dope, but those shoes look stupid. And then you just walk away. You drive girls fucking nuts.
What a dick! Wait. I love him.
For some reason, I have a crush on JT.
I hate him, but I love him.
Oh God, really? Yeah.
No, man. I think if I change any part of my life, I don't know.
I think personality is what puts you in the friend zone.
I wouldn't say that. I think just being a nice motherfucker puts you in the friend zone.
No, that comes down to personality.
No, like, it doesn't. Because you
change your personality for different people that you meet.
Yeah.
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 So there were some girls in high school that I went straight fucking woman on them, like, oh, tell me your feelings, where I could have been like, you're gay.
I didn't even talk to girls in high school besides one girl. That's how much of a puss I was. I was scared of them.
I talked to all of them.
Like, my sons now would not, I'm going to tell them, like, do not be scared. Go fucking tell them off. If you fucking like them, tell them, because you're going to regret the day when you're like, fuck, she's dating some douche. You know what I mean? Like, they think that's the...
We had a computer lab in ninth grade, and I taught all the popular girls how they could save notes to each other on the server and read them in different periods. But the reason why I did that is so I could read them all.
You're disgusting.
I know. But I had intel on everybody because they didn't realize, like, that folder everybody can get to. And now I know where it is.
I was just very intimidated, scared dude, man. I was so focused on baseball that I felt like if I talked to a girl, I'd fucking ruin my career. And there was one girl, my sister's best friend for years was someone I just fucking was in love with, but I wouldn't pull the trigger. And eventually I did, and so that's who I dated for a while. So.
Oh, boy. I wouldn't go back to high school and really change anything. I kind of liked not knowing and figuring things out. College, I just enjoyed the shit out of college, and it would be a blast to go back to that period of time.
But you just get a day and you're going to be talking with yourself. It's not your mind is back in your college aged self.
Gotcha. Okay.
Here's what I would do. I would tell myself, here's what it is. The hard part for me is that I have my kids and I would hate to change any path where I lose the kid. Right.
Let's just say there no path will be changed.
Okay. So then here's the thing. I would stay 4 more years in the military. That's what
really?
I would have done.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. There's so many things in the military I wish I did. There's so many more challenges I wish I... Like, I wanted to try out for Delta or CAG or whatever the hell at the time. I wanted to try out. Why? Because, fuck, I want to test myself. I want to see if I was part of that caliber. Because us at Ranger Battalion, we look up to those motherfuckers. And it's like, I think I can be that. And I just never had the opportunity to try it. I wanted to do the best Ranger competition. If I reenlisted, I had a slot. I never fucking reenlisted. So there's these things that I always have questions about in my military career. Whether I was good enough or I was that caliber of a soldier, and I never got to test that because I got out. So if I had 4 more years, it would have been able to answer a lot of those questions.
All right. I like that a lot. I like that a lot. Would you have had kids later?
Oh, dude, and like my 4 kids is the most important thing to me. Yeah, I think at that time
totally. But if you would have pushed it, like
so yeah. So there was only one kid that wasn't born yet. She wasn't pregnant with it at the time, so I would still have the 3, and then after all that 4 years, I probably during the 4 years, if she stayed with me, I would have had another kid with her anyway. So nothing would have changed the path of my kids if she stayed with me. Obviously, if she didn't, then I'd probably have a kid with another chick, or maybe a stripper or some weird shit.
All right. Yeah. I like it a lot, man. We got weird on a Sunday night. We got weird on a Sunday night. I like
weird
it. Let's
on a Sunday.
Let's go to the drinking bro of the week, shall we?
Yes.
That was unexpected where this conversation took a turn. Usually we have like notes and shit, and like we just went off the rails tonight in a cool way. We don't tape too often on Sunday nights. This was awesome. Drinking Bro of the Week was submitted by Jacob Hester. He says, it would mean a lot to me and be pretty badass if you can make an old friend of mine the Drinking Bro of the Week. J.D. Eckert from Sheridan, Wyoming. He tragically lost his life September 27th around 7 o'clock. His horse got spooked and threw him off and trampled him.
It was like a week ago.
Yeah. Fuck. He was in the hospital for a while. He was looking good until Monday, then he went downhill until he lost his life. He was one of the most badass, toughest guys a guy could ever meet. He beat cancer, He went skydiving right after getting surgery on his heart, and he drank whiskey like it was water. Man, that's a crazy one to lose it in a horse accident.
Dude, it's, you know what's funny?
Still a thing.
Just, JD Eckhart, it is. Yeah. Hey,
last week I have a family friend whose father was kicked in the head by a horse and he died as well. So it's crazy that that's still an issue.
These horses are dangerous.
Yeah. Remember Matt? Matt broke his arm with us on a shoot.
We know
with
they,
horses.
They definitely, you know, they are an animal to be respected.
They really are.
Grizzly bears.
They really are. So to JD Eckhart, cheers, and thank you, Jacob Hester, for submitting this. We appreciate it. And on that note, we are out of here, kids. We appreciate you stopping by for the hour. We're going threesies now. We're going three times a week. So
three times a week. That's good.
You guys wanted more shows? We're giving them to you. Threesies. And we're going to have one Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. Fridays, probably be some one-on-ones. The first one to lead it off will be a one-on-one with me and Rocco again. Everybody loved the first one. And then we'll have a bunch of one-on-ones in the future. So we're looking forward to it. Thanks for tuning in. We got 500,000 strong. Let's make it a fucking million.
Yeah.
Let's make it a quick mill.
Let's make it a quick fucking mill for Rocco, Jared, Toddlers and Tierra Taylor.
Oh, God damn it.
And Ross Patterson.
God damn it.
We are out of here. Good night, everyone.
Fucking good night, I guess.
When your company earns unlimited 2% cash back on all purchases with Capital One, that's serious business. So Steven at SandCloud got a serious business card, the Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One.
We used our 2% cash back to help build our retail presence.
Savvy, Steven.
And we get big purchasing power, so our business can spend more and earn more.
The Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One. What's in your wallet?
Terms and conditions apply. Find out more at CapitalOne.com/SparkCashPlus.